This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for Thursday's attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman off the Iranian coast. One of the tankers was set on fire and sent up in smoke, black enough to be seen by satellites in space. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, the secretary noted that Iran was behind other recent similar attacks on shipping and that no proxy group in the region has the resources and ability to attack a tanker with such a high degree of sophistication.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had consulted with Pompeo, and while the UK would make its own assessment of the situation, if Iran is responsible, it would be a deeply unwise escalation of tensions. Iran's mission to the UN said it categorically rejects the U.S. claim and condemns it in the strongest possible terms. There's a tentative plan between the Trump administration and Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the United States. In a 7-page draft obtained by VOA, the unsigned agreement would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. The draft is set to be presented to the government in Guatemala City this week. Migrants fleeing persecution in El Salvador and Honduras would be required to seek asylum in Guatemala, a gateway to Mexico and the U.S. With few exceptions, those who continue north to the U.S. without testing their chances in Guatemala would be sent back there by U.S. immigration authorities. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is facing criticism from both parties after saying he's open to accepting political dirt from a foreign power. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As it puts its support squarely behind Hong Kong's increasingly embattled leader, Carrie Lam, censors in China working overtime to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of rallies and the fierce debate over an extradition that would allow extradition to China from Hong Kong. The law has spurred violent clashes between protesters and police. In Hong Kong, there is deep mistrust and concern about rule of law in China, where any individual is perceived as a threat to the state or Communist Party and can be silenced, disappeared, or sent to jail. In China, discussion of such cases is largely silenced, but in Hong Kong, there are open discussions about this. They're analyzed and criticized as well. Under the so-called one country, two system model, Hong Kong was promised to be able to keep its independent legal system and freedoms when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. White House Press Secretary, one of President Trump's staunchest defenders, Sarah Sanders, is now leaving at the end of the month. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Country Heat.